In the book of Acts, when Paul and Silas finished with their missionary journeys, they returned to the congregation in Antioch and recounted all that God had done for them on their missionary journey. Now, I don't claim to speak with the authority of Paul or Silas or Barnabas, but I'm glad for this opportunity this evening to share with you all some of the things that happened on our missionary journey, our mission trip. There were seven members from this congregation that were able to go on the mission trip: Lisa Holliday, Maria Hackshaw, Giselle Smith, Dan Fuller, Brad Schelt, Adam Seal, and myself. Now, also, Gwen Lyons was planning on going, but unfortunately, her passport got lost in the mail somewhere between the consulate and her home, so she was not able to go. But as you can see, this mission trip was June 10th through the 19th, and we were able to go down to Asunción, Paraguay, and work with the mission team there. Now, the way we're going to do the presentation this evening is I'm going to do a brief introduction. A lot of this will be familiar for many of you with Josh and Troy's mission, or with their reports that they gave us in the last few months. So we'll go over the first part of it fairly quickly. Then Adam will be going over the main work that we did, some of the things that we saw, some of the people that we met with. And then Brad's going to talk very shortly about some of the things that they have planned for the mission work and for the church in Paraguay. And then also show a little video clip that Troy put together. And then following that, he'll extend the invitation. Now, this is South America. And Paraguay is about in the center of the continent. It's bordered by Brazil, Bolivia, and Argentina, and it's one of the landlocked nations. And here's a closer of the country of Paraguay. Asunción, which is the star, is the capital, and it's where the mission group is working. Now, the church was planted in Paraguay in the late 1970s. There were two small congregations, about 20 to 30 members total between the two congregations, one in Centro, which was in the city of Asunción, and the other in Capiata, which is basically a suburb on the outskirts of Asunción. Now, there was a new work started in 2003. Chris and Vicky Fry and several of their classmates from Fried Hardeman started a team that went down there. They started a congregation at Sacramento Street. Then in March 2009, the Capiata congregation merged with the Sacramento Street congregation to form a larger congregation. Now, this is the current mission team that's down there. You'll know the couples right in the center, Josh and Troy and their families. And then the other two couples that are down there is Perry and Alba Hardin, and then Ale and Brittany Yegros. Now, Perry and Brittany went down from the States, and they married people from Paraguay. The current congregation, which meets right there, and you also see the inside of the meeting facility and the backyard. But the current congregation is at Sacramento Street. They have about 70 members, and their attendance runs from the mid-50s to the mid-80s, depending on the day and a lot of different things. But, they are growing. They are having members being strengthened. And what Adam is going to come and show to you is some of the work and some of the sights that we saw during our time there.
All right, good evening. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak to you a short time, hopefully. I have Brad's cell phone. I'm going to click it if I'm up here too long. First of all, it was just an amazing experience for me to, this was the first time I'd ever devoted such a great amount of time to spreading the word, and it really, really affected me as a Christian, and it was just amazing. I could talk all night long about it. I've been talking to all my friends about it, but this is starting out on the trip, and we ended up in Miami trying to fly out, and had some sort of hiccups along the way, but this is us. We are at the gate waiting to board our flight. It left at 4:10, and we were flying to Lima, Peru, and then after that, we were flying to Asuncion. My last name is Seal, so, you know, whenever I see a seal, I have to take a picture of it. But this is in Lima, and the running joke the whole trip was that I just like taking pictures of everything. So, yeah, a couple of gigabytes of photos. That's in Lima. And then I did limit the amount of pictures I took of food in this presentation. It's a passion of mine. But anyways, I can't believe like all of the food that was on the flight. Like, I mean, that was curry rice, and we have also some ginger ale, and there was a biscuit underneath the flap. All right, so our first, we ended up there at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and then we all squished into this, like, Toyota 4Runner and ended up at Josh and Kara's house. But the next day, we woke up, and we had lunch at this delicious place called Doña Angela. We had an orientation at the building where we learned a little bit about what we were going to be doing. And then the ladies broke up and went to a woman whose name is Lina Alberez. They went to her house and they learned how to fix the communion bread and everything like that for the communion. And then the men stayed there at the building and we had like a little grill out. It's called an asado. And we just got the sausage, put in a barbecue, and hung out. And then we were able to have a meeting with Dan and Phil. And they were talking about the training with the elders and deacons. All right, so here's Doña Angela. And really good place. It was a nice way to start the trip with getting to know everyone. And this is Josh and Kara's house, and really nice place. They were very hospitable to us. The thing I noticed right off the bat was the electric fence on the top of the house and stuff. You can't really see it in the picture, but it's very secure, you know, being there in Paraguay. It's not as safe, but we did feel very safe most of the time. So here's a picture of the ladies meeting to have their ladies' tea. And this is Nora. She is Ale Yegros' mom, if you know Brittany and Ale. She's making the bread right there. All right, so on to Sunday. So Sunday we got there at the building at 9:30 for our Bible class, and then we had the worship. We went to this place called Paulista Churrascaria, which is basically this amazing barbecue place that you probably will never see something like that ever. We visited the Recoleta, and it's similar to, well, let me show you the pictures. And then we had an evening Devo. All right, so here we are at church. Everybody's happy and smiling. And here's the sign that they had, the original sign they had on the building, but they since got a new sign for it. I just had to snap a picture of that. Here is Paulista Churrascaria. And you go in there, and they have this huge barbecue place, and there's just chunks of meat all on these big, huge skewers. And they bring it to your table, and they, like, shave off chunks of meat for you, and it's all-you-can-eat buffet, which one of my favorite things. And other people as well enjoy it. All right, so we went to the Recoleta, and basically it's kind of like if you've ever been through New Orleans, and they have, you know, that places where they bury people, but they can't, you know. Basically, the wealthy people in Paraguay, in Asuncion, buy these certain buildings, these small buildings, and they're buried right there. Their casket is right there, and oftentimes there's broken windows, or you can just see inside. Very beautiful buildings, but you have to keep paying rent as long as you're there. I mean, well, the family keeps paying the rent. Okay, we got to keep moving. There's a lot of pictures. Here's some other pictures of the Recoleta. All right, so we're to Monday. I think we're doing pretty good so far. We're here at Monday, and we had our a morning Devo at one of the members' homes. Her name was Catalina, And then after that, what we did is we handed out these flyers throughout the city, and it was basically the gist of it was, do you know true love? And it had all the different words of love in the Bible. And then it had like different scriptures on the back and how people could contact the church. Also had the internet website so people could visit the blog. And we passed those out throughout the city. Most of the days that we were there was devoted to that. After that, we had lunch, and we handed out some more flyers at the Universidad Americana, and then we had like a snack and dinner with Nora and the rest of the Yegros family. Here's some photos. There you guys can see the flyer. I'm sorry we weren't able to blow it up, but that's what the flyer looked like. It was in color, and we were able to hand it out to people, and it was just amazing to see when you approach someone, you give them this flyer, they actually were stopping and reading exactly what it said on there. We didn't see anyone take it and just throw it in the trash. It was so amazing to see them stop what they were doing. They would come out of their homes and they would pick it up and they would just read it. And we were able to talk to people while we were doing this and invite them to the church. The coolest thing I thought was that they don't have doorbells there. So you stand by the fence and you clap 3 times and then they come out. Here we are. That first day we passed out the flowers, it's kind of wet and rainy out, but we made it through. And then here we are that evening, we're having dinner with the Yegros family, and if you're ready for it, here's another picture of food. They have this stuff called, well, if you've ever had yuca, it's kind of like a potato, but down there they call it mandioca, and it's really good. It's like just amazing. And there's some empanadas and all sorts of delicious food there. All right, going on to Tuesday now. We had a Devo every morning, and our focus was 1 John, so each day we did a different chapter, and the men would take turns presenting just a short little lesson to kind of get us focused on what we were doing. We handed out some more flyers with the Plaza Villa Mora and Barrio Pedro y Ponchi. Those are some of the members, Pedro and Ponchi. We went into their neighborhood. And we visited an orphanage, and then we also had a Bible study in the evening. All right, so here we all are. We're getting ready to pass out some more flyers. Lisa came up with a really good system for us where she would fold them, and they would be ready to insert in the gates and stuff. So we appreciate having her there for that and keeping us focused. A lot of the mailboxes look like this. If they even had a mailbox at all, a lot of times we just kind of stuck them in through the fence or the gate. We found that if we clapped 3 times, we just weren't passing out as many flyers as we wanted to, and we wanted to hit as many neighborhoods as we could. So that's why we just started passing them out and sticking them in the mailboxes. Here's a picture of Phil, and Paraguay had just had their 200th their bicentennial, so the whole city and the whole country was just, there was flags everywhere, the Paraguayan flag, red, white, and blue are their colors, and so they had them all over the city, banners, it was just beautiful. Notice the barbed wire and stuff, and there's just fences everywhere to, you know. All right, so we went to an orphanage, and you know, you see things on TV and you maybe talk to someone who's visited an orphanage, but it's just an overwhelming feeling when you walk in there. These kids just run up to you. They don't know you. You don't even really know their language that well, but they're so loving, and it was very touching that visit. We brought them some snacks and we just talked to them and played with them. The little boys loved playing soccer. We made sure we kicked the soccer ball around a little bit. It was just a really, really neat experience to be there with those kids. There's Lisa up there in the corner, and we're all just hanging out with the kids on the right. And then that's looking out to where they're hanging their laundry, and there's a laundry room over there. I hit the wrong button, sorry. I'm going to try it again. Is there a way to skip? Just keep going, keep clicking. I'm sorry. In my 4th grade classroom, I don't use PowerPoint that much. I have them on the carpet and a little easel. So this is something that's kind of new for me. I'll just, you want me to click? I'm just going to check the time real fast too. Okay. All right, thank you so much. All right, now it says 320, but there was only one orphanage. well, that we visited that day. Okay, that's great. Okay, thank you. We're on track. All right, those two buttons, not the other ones. All right, so this is that evening where we went and we visited a family from the congregation, and we had a Bible study with them. You'll notice Troy right down there and Vivian on the far right. That gentleman right there on the far right, crouched down, he was really interested in the work. He grew up as a Catholic, and so Troy was talking to him and some of the other members from the congregation. He was really interested and wanted to have another Bible study with us. All right, so we're trucking on along. We're going through Wednesday now. We had another devotional that morning. We went to the Yegros family. They have a factory there where they basically have a lot of different fabrics, and their main focus is making socks. We handed out flyers in that neighborhood. And then we had lunch at this place called Quattro D, and just wait till you see the picture. We handed out flyers at the bus terminal, which... I'll explain more about that. And then we had like a snack with Catalina and Renee. That's a couple that has like a little art gallery, and I'll show you pictures of that. And then we had the Bible study at the building, and we had dinner at this place called Papagos, and you'll see pictures of that. All right, one of the pictures that just, all right. Lisa and I are walking along the street, and you can see up in the top corner on the left-hand side is Dan and Josh, and they're walking along. And we see this Mercedes-Benz horse cart, and we just thought that was kind of cool, just, you know. Has a license plate and even the insignia. The streets you can see are pretty much cobblestone or just chunks of rock. Most of the streets are not paved there, except the main streets. Here we go. This is at Quattro D, and the sandwich was pretty big. The food was just amazing there. It was so neat to try different food, and you can see that. All right, so Quattro D is famous for their ice cream, and it's gelato, and they have every kind of flavor you could possibly even imagine. All right, so we went to the bus terminal, and it was just crazy. There was people everywhere. Lisa was on the side of the road, and when the buses would pull up and they would stop and people would get off, she would just like hand flyers into the window. We were just in the middle where they're in the street. There was like a median, and people were standing on each side just handing out flyers when people would stop. There were people there with like pineapples and all types of fruits walking along the street, and so we're like, hey, they're handing stuff out there. Why don't we go out there? So we start handing out flyers to everybody. We met this guy at the bus terminal, and that night he came to church and was there for the Bible study, and that was just so cool to see, you know, the seed planted in him attending that night. It was so cool. All right. I've been to Disney World and I've been to Disneyland, but nothing compares to a bus ride in Paraguay. All right. We're on this bus ride. I'm like so excited, and I'm like hitting the top of the bus. Like my head is literally touching the top of the bus, and it's like rocking back and forth. And it's you'll see in the video that Troy made at the very end. It was just intense. All right, so here's Catalina and Renee. Well, Renee's not in the picture, but Catalina is right here. She's a member from the congregation, and she has this little art studio where she sells paintings and stuff like that. We went there and had a Devo and a Bible study right there on the floor. We sat in the middle of her little shop, and we were studying and had some songs and stuff like that. And then there's Maria and Catalina. All right, so here we get to the evening, and we go out to this place called Papagos, and it was this Mexican restaurant, and really a really good time. All right, I think we're doing pretty good. And, well, something just popped up. I only hit one button. Thank you. All right, so we had a Devo that morning. That was the morning that I presented my little lesson that I had prepared. I was doing 1 John chapter 4. And then we visited another orphanage. And this time we actually went out of the city. Previously, before this, we were all in Asuncion the whole time. But this was our first day of really going out and seeing the different, I guess you could say, suburbs or different parts of the city that are close by. We had a Bible story and a craft at the orphanage. We brought the kids a snack and some little Hot Wheels and stuff for the boys. And there was I can't remember what we gave the girls, but something girly. And then we had lunch at Shopping Mariano. It was like this really, it was this big mall, and it was just crazy, like this huge mall, brand new, everything nice, next to these little homes that, you know, aren't as nice as the mall. It's just kind of different. It was just, yeah. We handed out some more flyers, and then we got to go see Josiah's soccer practice, which was really cool. All right, so maybe this is why it's popping up. This is a little video of the kids at the orphanage, and they, when we got there, they were singing this song for us, and they had this big production that they had practice, and there was dancing, and it was just really neat to see. I don't know. We'll see if we could play it. No? Okay. But yeah, it was just really neat to see them. They had really practiced hard, and I was talking to Josh and asking him all these questions about these kids that go to the orphanage, and these kids are off the street. There's no one that takes care of them, and this woman who runs the orphanage has been so gracious to invite them in. She's very good with the way she handles the kids. Everything was nice and neat and orderly. The kids really respect her, and they all call her mama. Here's the craft that we did. Brad did a really good lesson about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he had actually had it all translated in Spanish, and I was just amazed with Brad's Espanol. He was teaching me a lot during the time. But we had the little craft there for them. Here's another picture. And so I took a break from the craft, and I walked outside, and I snapped this picture of the men, and the gentleman right there in the middle to the far right, that's the woman's husband who helps run the orphanage. Basically, the kids are in charge of this entire garden, and it's something that they do out of wanting to do it. It's not a chore to them. It's something that they take pride in, and the kids are completely responsible for all of the vegetables and fruits that are growing in the garden, and they take care of it. They work out there 2 hours a day, and there was like very little weeds, and it was very well taken care of. The orphanage had had some, their horse was stolen, stuff like that happened, so they were trying to, you know, grow their own food there. Here's Lisa with a little friend on her shoulder, and this bird was just really cool. I mean, it was just hopping along, and Troy got a video of the bird like dancing in the middle of the kids' songs that they were doing. It was really cute. One of my most favorite experiences, and I think one of all of our favorite experiences, I would have to say for all of us, I'm just speaking for everyone, hopefully that's cool, just playing with the kids soccer at the orphanage just was amazing. Like, once again, we didn't know their language, but most of us didn't know all their language. It was just really neat. Even though I didn't know Spanish, these kids were playing with me, and they were passing it to me, and they were just, every time you got a goal, their hands went up in the air, and they would come and hug everybody. It was just amazing. All right, so we're to Friday now. We had a Devo at Miriam's, lunch and Bible study with the Zuni and Jose family. We visited Blanca and Jose's family. We handed out flyers and Aregua. We had a congregation singing workshop that evening where we all were focused on singing and learning new songs, and then we had dinner at the building. I'm going to run through these. I think this is the one that I have the most pictures of. All right, so we met Miriam, and she's a woman who has been attending the congregation for a really long time, but if I understand correctly, she still has not placed membership. She just is always there. They've been trying to talk to her and trying to reach her, and I'm not exactly sure if she's been baptized yet or not. She has. She just doesn't maybe attend regularly. She loves making these different tablecloths and things like that, and she's very proud of her work. This is just walking along the street, just get a picture of what it looked like out there when we were passing out flyers that day. This is another member of the congregation that we visited. She prepared this delicious meal for us. We all sat around and we had a Bible study with them and her family. They had star fruit growing out in the backyard. I thought it was so cool. They had this huge banana tree, and I know they have them here apparently, but I've never seen one before until I went to Paraguay. But they had this huge purple banana flower. I thought it was really cool. And the tallest poinsettia I've ever seen, I've only seen them like in, you know, for Christmas time in a little pot. It was a tree, and it was like taller than an entire house, and it had poinsettia flowers all over it. I thought it was kind of cool. All right, so this picture can like say 1,000 words right here. This is one of the members. You see, Phil's right here in the lower left, and then this woman's son is sitting right above him. And then if you go around, she's wearing the white t-shirt. She travels an hour and a half each way to get to church. She uses a full day's wages to pay for bus fare, just so she can attend and worship with the saints in Asuncion. They live in this little it's very small house. They're living there basically, if I understand correctly, they don't have the right to live there. It's just a house just abandoned on this farm kind of thing. But the joy that these people have in their hearts, and this is something that I really took from the whole trip, was that we have so much to be thankful for, and these people, like, in our understanding of, you know, growing up as Americans and seeing all this wealth that we have all around us, we would say that they have very little, but they are so happy, and it doesn't, like, I don't know how to explain. I don't have the words right now to explain what I feel, but just seeing them so happy and so joyous when they have a dirt floor is just, it's just really, really neat to see that they are so thankful for everything that they have, even if it's very little as far as we're concerned. So after that, we drove it to this place called Oregua, and this was just a really cool Catholic church building that we saw. You can see that there's the colors for the bicentennial. So Oregua is very famous for their pottery, and the entire street was just lined up and down with all of these little figurines and clay pots and things that the people had made. All right, and so that evening we had a singing, and one of the things I really liked about Paraguay was that we sang in Spanish pretty much the whole time, so we were able to learn all these different songs in Spanish. So, of course, I asked if I could, you know, lead one in Espanol. All right, so Saturday, this was our last full day of the trip. We had a Devo in the morning, and then we had a Bible study with some of the members. We went downtown. This was like the only day that we had where we were not focused completely on handing out the flyers. And we went downtown. We had lunch, and we visited the governmental palace and things like that. We had soccer. Oh, the coolest thing was, like, we played soccer with all of the members from the congregation. Josh rented out this field close to the church building, and we all got to play soccer at night. Even the ladies were playing. It was awesome. And then we had a closing meeting and reflection of what we had experienced. All right, so here's Brad and Maria, and we went down to this market, and they had all these different little souvenirs and things like that. They had different leather things over there. All right, and here's a picture of Lisa, and Paraguay is very well known for its lace work and things like that. In fact, in a lot of the 200 signs that they had, the zero right after the two was this, like, red, white, and blue lace design. That's something that they're famous for. I think I have a closer-up picture of it right there. It's just beautiful, and they were all over the market. All right, so here's the governmental palace building that we saw. It's right across from the market. And then we went down to the, I think this is their, I don't know exactly what building it is. It's an official building of some sort, but there's a museum in there, and we walked inside. And then this is the presidential palace where the president lives. And then that's a picture that evening of us all playing soccer. It was just so cool to just get together with everyone, and we got to know each other really well over the trip and just play soccer that night. It was a really, really cool way to wrap up the trip. And here's our last meal in Asuncion. We went to this place, and, all right. So they have this big, huge, like, I don't know, like this skewer, like this big, and there's like a huge chunk of chicken and like a huge chunk of beef, and it's just like rotating like a mini tornado, and it's just like going like this, and then the guys are over there and they have the tortilla and they like rip off the chunks and wrap it up for you, and you can see, well, you can't see a picture of it, but they have Fanta down there, but it's even better than the Fanta here because they use real sugar. We saw it on the back. And then Sunday, we had to leave the house at like 4:15. That was pretty crazy. We said goodbye, and it was really, really sad to say goodbye to everybody. We left early that morning, got to Lima, and when we got to Lima, there was this huge line, because they make you go through customs even though you're, you know, connecting. This huge line, and so we were freaking out because there was like 15 minutes left before our plane was going to leave to go to Miami. And we made it through, though. Everyone made it back, and we returned to Miami that evening. I think that we're going to go on. Oh, three more slides, and then I'll hand it over to Brad. All right, so here we are at the airport that morning. I just thought it was, you know, had to take a picture of the different cities. And then here's out the airplane window before they told us to turn our cell phones off. I took that picture of, we were like, oh, I wish we could have been on that one. It looks kind of cool. All right, this is one of my favorite pictures. We were flying over the Andes Mountains, that big, huge mountain chain from South America all the way to the South America continent, all the way to the northern part of the South American continent, the largest mountain chain in the world. And just really cool to like look out the window and see that. All right, so I'm going to hand this over to Brad, and he's going to talk to you guys about the next steps for the mission work.
Well, I was lucky enough to talk to Troy today. Before I put these notes together, I asked him if he wanted to present this. And he said he couldn't. He had to go watch Harry Potter tonight with the youth group. But Andrea's watching. She's going to take notes, so that's a good thing. The first point we have here is the Margaret Street's going to arrive down in Paraguay in about 2 weeks. They're bringing a group of five. One of them is an elder, and two of them are deacons. They're going to be doing the same thing that we did, the flyer handout, but more specifically, they're going to get into the homes of these members and teach them how to do home Bible studies with those neighbors that they have and really get deep and personal with that. And then also in 1 week, Rhonda Thompson will be down there. She's going to be teaching the ladies' seminar. As we know, she is the head of Spanish work at Freed, but it will be in Spanish for the ladies down there. As far as the second point on the slide, the plans for the building, they have permitting is all completed. There's three phases total to the building. The first phase is going to start, it could start either in a couple weeks or 3 months, but that's going to consist of remodeling, a new classroom and study areas and the office, along with a new facade for the front of the building to attract more people, to make it look more like a church building rather than a home. The second phase will be the auditorium, and the third phase will be classrooms down the line as it grows. The third point, with the elders and deacons, Dan had some time to sit down and talk to the members. Same with the Margaret Street. They're going to be doing the same thing in 2 weeks, but it's a continued study with these members. They're interested and they're qualified, but they have to be taught a little bit more and a little bit more. And it was really exciting to see Dan Fuller sitting there and communicating with these mature, older members for the position of eldership, the eldership. With the buildings and the future progress of the congregations, the Capieta, they merged with the Sacramento. The initial plan is to start the church building in a place called Niembi. In Guarani, it's Niembu, but that's going to be the future one. We had, if you guys want to remember, it was where we had the Bible study. And you showed a picture of the gentleman that was visiting, and there was a market in there, the grocery store. But we were all there. That member wants to start a congregation down there. And then, obviously, the second one would be the Ciudad de Este, which is the city in the east, which is the second largest city. And then Encarnacion would be the third largest city. And those are all plans down the way. I'm going to let you see a presentation that Troy put together at this time.
Yeah.
Every time I go to Latin America, people always ask me, what's it like down there? What do you see? What different things can you tell us? Every country in Latin America all share the same thing. They all have that respect for the Word of God. It's unbelievable. Here, when you try to study with somebody, oh, that's what you think. That's what you think it says. There, I'm not just talking about people that have no religious background. These people have been religious in their denomination, in their church, there for many years, but they all respect that word from God when you teach that to them. The literal translation to the song we just read in English, the song's called High Priest. Just Defender, King of my life and perfect sacrifice, record your love in my mind and heart, and my sins you erased. Your body is the veil, the holy of holies. You have purified me, and your grace covers me. Next to your Father, you sit now. I will stand before you. Your face, I will see there. Will he see yours? Matthew chapter 7, and verse 21 through 23 is a very powerful verse. We've read it this morning. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. It's not just the nice people. It's not just those caring people. Oh, he's a good person. He's going to make it. It ties right along with 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Finishing up with chapter 7 of Matthew, verses 22 and 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Lawlessness. Without the law, God does not know us. The New Testament, or the New Law, says that there are certain things we must do if we want to get to heaven. We know that we need to hear the word. That's why we're here today. Do you believe it? Do you want to change the way you are? Can you confess his name before men and then be baptized for the remission of sins so that you can be added to the church? This is the law. This is not something that we made up. Maybe you're a Christian and you've practiced lawlessness. You've gone away from the church. And you need prayers from us here at the church building. The elders can do that. Whatever your need is, let it be known by coming to the front as together we stand and sing.